Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
I'm John Patty, and yes, they were members of the Harlem Globetrotters who were taking turns dribbling and spinning basketballs into the new Towson Arena this morning. They were on a more than a 7-mile walk. Joining us to talk about that and the new arena, we want to welcome in the coach, Pat Scarry, head coach of the Towson Tigers. Coach, what was this walk all about this morning, the dribbling into the new arena?
I tell you what, the Harlem Globetrotters are just a special, special team and organization, and we're really fortunate that they're opening up, you know, our new Tiger Arena. Those guys are amazing.
They walked more than 7 miles from the Inner Harbor to the new arena there in Towson, and they're going to open things up later this week. What's their schedule this week?
They're actually Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night at 7 p.m. They're on display with the full act, the game, all their spectacular basketball skills. Hopefully a lot of people will come out. And the new building is absolutely stunning. It's a palace. We didn't miss a beat in building, and it's got all the bells and whistles, so people are going to be really impressed.
How many can we sit there?
5,200. There's three levels. There's luxury boxes. It's a really nice concourse, place to eat, and lounge. It's all kind of windows, so there's like actually an outdoor patio on the concourse level where people can see, and it's really good lighting. It's a great, great place. I can't be more jacked up. The guys in our program are thrilled to, right after Globetrotters, we're going to start workouts in there.
Sure. Coach, you have to be extremely pleased because this Tiger Arena is probably going to be a game changer for your basketball program there. Explain how it's going to help in recruiting.
Well, that's a great point. That's a phrase we've used a lot. I think in recruiting, when you bring kids to your campus, and certainly the way our campus has grown at Towson, you want to have that wow factor, and facilities are really important. And the Tiger Arena absolutely has that wow factor when people walk into it. It's like a, you know, it's 5,200, but it's got everything an NBA arena has. It's got the ribbon scoreboard and a big time jumbotron, and really all the amenities that you want. And kids are going to be really. The kids we've had up already have been extremely impressed, and they're going to continue to be so.
Yeah, no doubt it'll be a wow factor for the youngsters there. That LED display goes all the way around the arena, so there's always action going on.
Exactly. I've been pumped up. I've been like a kid in a candy store, and I've been walking in there. Sadly, we had an open house that we had a ton of people coming through during the day, and they were just blown away.
What about from the Towson alum with support of the program now that they have a new arena? What's your message to them?
Well, I think, first and foremost, the way our university has risen academically, the value of their degree gets better every day. And obviously athletics, with the success of our football program, our lacrosse programs, swimming and baseball, and certainly with us, I mean, athletics is on the rise. And this is just going to be another piece that really helps elevate our university.
Well, talk about a recruiting tool. We can't help but notice what Gary Neal has been doing for the program lately, huh?
Not bad, right? He's one game away from getting a ring, which is unbelievable. He's an unbelievable ambassador for our university. And then, obviously, I got to imagine he's going to get some type of a heck of a contract based on his play in the finals.
Well, let's talk about your program. What do you have coming back, and then how is it going to improve from this year?
Well, you know, we've got to get better at taking care of the ball. We'll defend and rebound like we normally do. And we've got everybody back but one guy. But we had two redshirts and a wicked transfer named former Glenn from the University of Vermont sitting out. So guys had good springs, and we've been getting after it this summer. We're going to take a trip up to Montreal in August. We're going to get 10 days of practice during the month of July. And I can't wait to get on the court and you know, see how good we can get. Obviously, we're going to be picked high, and you know, with that comes expectations. So that's new for us, but it surely beats where we were a couple of years ago.
Well, thanks for turning things around at my alma mater there, Towson University. We appreciate it.
But we're not finished. We got work to do, but we plan on getting there.
No doubt about it. It all starts Wednesday night with the Globetrotters. We'll see you all there.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Pat Scarry, head coach of the Towson Tigers, joining us on Maryland's News Now.